KJAN Sports.
It's time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, the Atlanta girls track team is preparing for one of the biggest weekends at state track in recent memory. Atlanta qualified 9 events for state, including 6 individual events and 3 relays. Individually, Haley Rasmussen will compete in the long jump and 200-meter dash. Alyssa Derby will compete in the 200-meter dash as well. Pluma Pross is in the 400-meter field. Heidi Williams will be in the 400-meter hurdles. Carson Rush will run the 800 meters, and Taylor McCready will be in the 1500. Atlantic head coach Matt Mullenix said the team has really improved as the season moved along, and their work has really paid off, as evidenced at the state qualifying meet.
You know, the other testament to the kids is we got them peaking at the right moment. You know, as the season progressed these last couple of weeks, times just kind of kept dropping, throws and jumps getting better. And evidence of that is that just on last Friday night alone at the state qualifying meet, we had 17 season-best performances.
Mullenix thinks the team will be very well prepared for the state competition because the Hawkeye 10 has been very strong this year.
It's also a testament to where kind of the Hawkeye 10 is coming along here with the girls in the last few years. I do recall about 3 or 4 years ago when our district was up in Denison, I believe it was, and a lot of events got through, or the events that got through wasn't necessarily even Atlantic girls that got through, but just even, you know, some of the other teams, they came through, and as you looked through the district qualifiers, a lot of them were at the bottom, You know, and that's not the case, and that includes us. You know, as a second-place team up there at the state qualifying meet in Carroll, coming through, we're in the hunt, you know, in about 4 events, you know, right out of the gate in that top 10. And then the rest of our events in there are in the middle.
The Atlantic boys track team finished as state runners-up in Class 3A last season, and the Trojans are eager to push for a title again this year. They scored 63 points a year ago and came up just 6 points shy of Marion for the title. This year, Atlantic will compete in 9 events for those valuable points. The Trojans have 4 relay entries in the sprint medley, distance medley, 4x800 and 4x400 meter. They'll also send out 8 individuals to compete. Tyler Moen and Zade Nicholson are both competing in the 200 and 400. Chase Mullenix will try to defend his title in the 800 meters. Craig Allen Becker will be in that 800-meter field as well, as he'll also run the 1,600 meters. Jalen Peterson will run in the 3,200-meter. Atlantic head coach Jordan Mullen said the team is primed to do well because they're peaking at the right time.
We want to bring home a team trophy again. That's the team's goal. That was one of the goals from February 11th when we started. You know, and I don't know what trophy that's going to be. I really don't. But I know if this team performs as well as I think they can, I think we're going to be bringing home some hardware, you know, and that's going to be very, very exciting for this team and for our coaching staff and the community.
The mental aspect becomes a little easier for coaching staffs at the state meet since the lineups are pretty much set. For the athletes, it's now about sharpening that mental edge, and Coach Mullen says the team's confidence helps that right now.
The confidence we have right now also helps their mental ability. Like I said, we started hitting on all cylinders at the right time, and like, so that makes it a little easier this year because they know what they can do.
Well, the 3A athletes will be competing in the morning session today and Friday. Here's a look at the scheduled finals today. In the finals today, in the 2A-3A portion early this morning, the 3,000-meter run for the girls and the 3,200-meter run for the boys will be contested this morning. Also, late this morning, the 4x800-meter relay, both boys and girls, will be run. Those are finals. And also a final in the 400-meter dash coming up this afternoon, both 2A and 3A boys and girls. There'll be prelims today in the shuttle hurdle relay for the girls, also the shuttle hurdle relay for the boys, as well as the 200 and the 100-meter dashes today. Now, that schedule will be the same for the 1A and 4A schools. We'll hit the track later on this afternoon. Also this morning, there'll be finals in different field events as well. The 2A girls shot, the 3A girls discus, the 2A boys long jump, and the 3A high jump for the boys. Also, the boys 2A shot, the boys 3A discus, the girls 2A long jump, and the girls 3A high jump will be contested this morning in finals at the Drake Relays at the Drake Stadium for the state track and field championships. And we'll have live coverage throughout the weekend for you here on KJAN. We'll have a whole bunch of reports for you today. Our first coming at 10:45 this morning, and then we'll follow that up at 11:45, and then throughout the afternoon at 1:45, 2:45, 3:45, 4:45, 5:45, and 6:45. That'll be the same schedule today and Friday. Saturday, we'll start a little earlier and end a little earlier as the schedule runs through. You can catch all that action from Chris Parks, who's in Des Moines at the Drake Stadium, for all of that action here this weekend. And follow us also online. You can stay with the sports page at KJAN.com. Chris will be updating that constantly as those local results come in. Also, regional girls tennis singles and doubles tournaments were held Wednesday with eight regions in 1A and 2A. The champions and runners-up from each region advanced to the state singles and doubles tournament on Wednesday, May 29th and Thursday, May 30th in Iowa City for Class 1A, Bettendorf for Class 2A. Some of the area qualifiers and how the things went yesterday in Class 1A Region 1 at Spencer in singles. Cassie Barb of Spirit Lake Okoboji defeated Autumn Roush of Spencer by injury default. Also in doubles, Kendall Evans and Josie Condon of Estherville Lincoln Central were winners. In Class 1A Region 2 at Shenandoah in singles, Sophie Walker of Red Oak defeated Macy Baker of Red Oak 6-1 and 6-1 in the final. In doubles, Nicole Gilbert and Natalie Gilbert of Shenandoah defeated Brooklyn Taylor and Brielle Smith of Glenwood 6-3 and 6-4. Atlantic's Hannah Holtz picked up a win in the opening round over Liz Devine of Harlan, 6-2 and 6-love. Holtz then dropped a match to Macy Baker of Red Oak, the eventual runner-up, 6-love and 6-2. Also in singles play, Genevieve Martinez lost to Gentry Schaefer of Southwest Valley, 6-love and 6-1 in the opening round. In doubles play, both of the Atlantic duos lost their opening matches. Emma Templeton and Chloe Davis lost to Kaylee Philby and Chloe Johnson of Red Oak, 6-1 and 6-2, while Molly McFadden and Tessa Grooms lost to Taya Stickler and Riley Morgenstern of Clarinda, 6-2, 4-6, and 7-6. Also in Class 1A Region 3 action held over at Norwalk in singles in the final, Sophia Ordentiva of Seidel defeated Isabel Schwab of Kemper Catholic 6-1 and 6-3. And in the finals in doubles, it was Desiree Stubb and C.J. Blakely of Clark defeating Samantha Schwarty and Abby Bass of Kemper Catholic 6-4 and 6-4. That was in the final yesterday. The AHSCTW School Board approved the hiring of Gigi Harris as their next head football coach following a meeting Wednesday night. Harris takes over for Davis Pattee after 7 years as an assistant with the team. Pattee earlier this year was selected to take over the activities director job at the Harlan Community School District, replacing the retiring Mitch Osborne. Harris is also the current head coach for boys basketball, boys track, and softball at AHSTW. He has a lot of experience with the game, having played college football at Simpson College. Well, University of Iowa head men's basketball coach Fran McCaffrey announced Wednesday that redshirt junior Riley Till will be put on scholarship for the 2019-20 season. Till, who was a walk-on the past three seasons, saw his minutes increase last season as a redshirt sophomore. The Dubuque native played in 16 games a year ago and had an impact in a handful of wins in 2018-19, including victories over number 13 Oregon and Iowa's comeback win at Penn State. Till was a two-year starter at Dubuque Wallerts alongside current Hawkeye teammate Cordell Pemsel. Well, the Milwaukee Bucks are a step closer to their first trip to the NBA Finals since their memorable seven-game series with the Boston Celtics in 1974. Brooke Lopez scored 13 of his 29 points in the fourth quarter as the Bucks rallied in the final minutes to beat the Toronto Raptors 108-100 in Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Game 2 is Friday in Milwaukee. Magic Johnson and Larry Bird will be honored with the Lifetime Achievement Award. The league and Turner Sports have announced that the Hall of Famers and 1992 U.S. Olympic teammates will receive the award on June 24th at the NBA Awards. The honor comes on the 40th anniversary of their meeting in the 1979 NCAA Championship game when Johnson's Michigan State team beat Bird's Indiana State squad. That's still the highest-rated game on television in college basketball history. Well, the San Jose Sharks have a two games to one lead in the NHL's Western Conference Finals, thanks to a little help from the officials. Erik Karlsson scored 5:23 into overtime last night to complete the Sharks' 5-4 win over the Blues in St. Louis. That goal occurred after officials missed a hand pass by Timo Meier. Meier knocked a loose puck toward the net, and Gustav Nyquist retrieved it before sending it over to Karlsson, where he scored his second goal of the night. The officials huddled following complaints by the Blues, but the play wasn't reviewable, and none of the four officials happened to see that play as the goal stood. The Blues will host Game 4 on Friday. In baseball, Austin Riley homered in his Major League debut, and Mike Soroka scattered three hits over seven innings as the Braves blanked the Cardinals 4-0 last night. In other National League play, Arizona beat Pittsburgh 11-1, Cincinnati over Chicago in 10 innings, 6-5, Milwaukee beat Philadelphia 5-2, Washington over New York 5-1, and L.A. beat San Diego 2-0. In the American League, Ronald Guzman and Willie Calhoun each hit a two-run homer as the Rangers dumped the Royals 6-1. Also in the AL, Minnesota beat L.A. 8-7, Yankees twice over Baltimore 5-3 and 3-1, Houston beat Detroit 5-1. In interleague play, San Francisco beat Toronto 4-3, Tampa Bay 1-0 over Miami, Boston beat Colorado in 10 innings by a 6-5 final score. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.